From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Jackie Lydon. Debbie Elliott is on assignment. It's been a week of political shakeups in Washington. The Republicans lost control of Congress, and Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld lost his job. In a moment, we'll hear about what Democratic leaders are planning. But first, in Iraq today, Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki said he's working on shaking up his own cabinet. He met behind closed doors with Iraqi lawmakers as his country plunged deeper into sectarian violence. NPR's Jamie Tarabay is following developments from our bureau in Baghdad, and she joins me now. Jamie, what exactly was the prime minister's message to lawmakers today?
Well, within the closed-door session, he was very direct, and he almost seemed to be lecturing them in a way, and he accused them all of having militias, and he said he will not accept a government that is made up of militiamen, and that is one of the things that is prompting this cabinet reshuffle.
Is there any thought that Maliki's tough talk might be in response to political developments here in Washington?
I don't think it's directly related to events in Washington. Regarding the Democrat win earlier this week, we spoke to some people in the Prime Minister Maliki's office, and they said that while the Iraqi government believes that some tactics on the part of the U.S. might change, the ultimate strategy of the U.S. was to stay in Iraq. So I think it's actually more domestic pressure, Maliki reacting to events on the ground rather than what's going on overseas.
And Jamie, the last couple of days have been particularly violent in Iraq. A suicide bomber at a police recruiting center killed at least 33 people today. Then there was a story from Saturday about 50 new kidnap victims south of Baghdad. What's the latest on the kidnapping story?
These people who were taken from these minivans along the road down to Najaf are still missing. We understand that it was a caravan of minibuses. They were stopped at a fake checkpoint, whether these men were wearing fake National Guard uniforms. We've heard reports of armed tribesmen from their area traveling back up the road to where they were missing to find them. But we don't know what's going on there. It's dark now. It's nighttime here. A lot of people don't like to go out because it's not particularly safe, particularly in that area. It's known as the Triangle of Death because it is so dangerous. And I suspect we'll find out more in the morning. But right now, we don't know what's happened to those people.
Well, NPR's Jamie Tarabay in Baghdad, thank you very much.
Thank you.